Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Ring-a-ding-ding! It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. Welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, 87 for the high. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
Get in.
You know, at this point, it sounds like it hurts.
It hurts, yeah. My throat's on fire. It's like I'm swallowing razor blades.
585-252-9800. Are the vibes up? Tell us why. Let's set the tone for this Wednesday, shall we? Where's our friends at?
Good.
I know it's payday for some of them.
I know. Amanda, maybe one of those people. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Amanda here. Didn't win tickets last night, so I just went ahead and bought overpriced tickets for Benson Boone. So excited. Not the scalpers. You know, concerts just aren't how they used to be. Like, the act of going to a concert is the equivalent of, dare I say, taking out a mortgage? I don't know. It's too much.
It's tough. Thanks for coming through last night to Dairy Queen, Amanda, and everyone that showed up to come register to win tickets to go see Benson Boone tomorrow night. It was a big turnout at the Dairy Queen in Webster.
I hope it doesn't rain for you guys. That's all I got to say. There's a 70% chance.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Oh. It's really tough. Tomorrow and Friday. And a little bit on Saturday, but, you know, these things happen.
We'll be on the bridge on Friday. Come see us. Yeah, so love that moment for her. That'll be fun, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Giving away these tickets for months. Yes, months.
Yeah. You've been crushing it.
Oh, thanks, Breezy. I couldn't do it without you and your support.
I know, truly. Who else is here? We have Lisa. She says, good morning. I'm in my good vibes because, well... I finally feel as if my dog is potty trained, so that's good. She's going to text back tomorrow and be like, my dog crapped on the floor.
I know. It's everywhere. Guys, you got to come help me. I need your help. I'm desperate.
Wow.
I'll never forget my neighbor, Jenny. God bless her. She decided in our old apartment building, and this is when my best friend came to visit me. Well, I had to leave for work for a couple hours. She decided that she was going to adopt 6 new puppies, plus the mother, who was just extremely ill and sick. Well, all of these dogs had worms. All of them were extremely unhealthy, and they destroyed her apartment. Ugh. And my friend went up there and helped her clean twice. Had to bleach everything. I've never seen a mess like this. I'm like, nah, count me out, because if she had asked me for help, there's no way I was going up there. Horrid. Maybe with a hazmat suit.
Absolutely horrid. Wow. Hate that.
Here I am talking about wanting a dog.
I know. I can't believe that. That's not it. My vibes for today is, I'm going on the boat later. I can't wait. It's going to be so hot.
I know.
I can't wait
to
dive in.
Who are you going with?
My girlfriend, Patrice.
Nice.
I know. I can't wait. It's going to be great.
Vibes are up this morning. Vibes are up for me because it's going to be beautiful out, guys. The weekend's creeping up on us. There's a lot happening with Rochester Cocktail Revival.
Mm-hmm.
It's already happening all this week. I might have to stop by somewhere tonight, have myself a cocktail.
Yeah, go get a cocky.
Go get a cocky. I feel like I've earned it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
We've been working really hard. Glad the vibes are up. Nico and Steve, we know you're listening. We know it's payday today, so enjoy swimming in your money.
Why haven't we heard from them in decades? Do they hate us?
No, I think there was a tragic accident on their end.
Oh my God, really?
That's a possibility.
Wishing, praying on their downfall. Yeah, no.
Thank you guys for all the vibes this morning. We always appreciate when you check in with us. Coming up on the show, we'll share some updates about Zajay St. Pierre, that missing 5-year-old boy who fell into the Genesee River. At this point, they turned this recovery, this search
into recovery.
Yeah, into a recovery operation. But we'll share how the community came together in just a really huge way yesterday. That's coming up next on the show.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
PXY mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. The community came together in such a huge way yesterday on the Andrew Street Bridge as the search continues for the missing 5-year-old child, Zajay St. Pierre, who fell into the Genesee River, and the community is rallying in support of the child's family. Members of the Street Life Motorcycle Club rode through to show their support yesterday, but Rochester police have been searching throughout the river using helicopters, drones, boats, and Police Chief David Smith gave an update last night at a press conference and said, this is a recovery operation at this time, and we're trying to locate the boy and bring him home and get some closure to the family. First responders have been searching the Genesee River, and yesterday they worked with RG&E just to reduce water flow from the Mount Morris Dam to just help divers in their search, even bringing the water flow at High Falls to a standstill. But since yesterday, they have been working with RG&E to gain approval to reduce that water flow in the river from the Mount Morris Dam. But they said, sadly, we're still unable to locate this boy, even using all of those methods alone. So the police chief went on to say, there is video. I have seen the video. This did happen. And I pray to God none of you have to see the video. Mayor Malik Evans just urged the community to support the family and keep them in your thoughts and prayers. But Rochester police have asked boaters and fishermen to remain vigilant and study Zajay's face as anyone could potentially find him. But the family has also opened a GoFundMe to support them during this time of need.
Wow.
And the community, hundreds of people showed up yesterday on the Andrew Street Bridge. Balloons, candles.
Yeah.
It's really nice to see. And like Mayor Malik Evans said, the community came together in such a huge way to support this family.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coming up on the show, I don't know if you guys ever get that feeling someone's watching you. Sometimes it's not just your ex, but
not the ex.
How weird is it when someone from your past keeps popping up? I got to share with you what took place on my Facebook page yesterday. This person is just beyond obsessed. It's really scary.
Ew.
We'll talk about it coming up next.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. The phone number is 585-252-9800. I'm not sure if this has happened to anyone else, but earlier in the week, I noticed that my ex-girlfriend's mom started liking my Facebook post.
Oh my God, T.
Didn't think anything of it. It was like one or two pictures. And then yesterday, she really went for it and liked four in a row.
I don't know why people like blow themselves in like that. Like, that is just you essentially going to the scene of the crime and being like, I did it.
Well, she's a mom. She's, you know, she's just probably...
Was she trying to Zoom? Why do moms always try to Zoom? Whenever they get their mitts on a phone, they're like... Like, Mom, it's Instagram.
It's the funniest thing because it's funny you mentioned that. Weeks back, I was at my parents' house. I don't remember what... My mom was going through old pictures. Mm-hmm. And there was a picture on the counter. My dad picked it up and he tried zooming in on it. So yesterday, this woman likes four in a row. This is my ex-girlfriend's mom.
Instagram or Facebook?
Facebook. No, not Instagram.
Way too advanced.
Are you kidding? Facebook. And that's what
who still uses Facebook, respectfully?
I do. I use Facebook.
I don't even think we're friends on Facebook.
I'm going to be fully transparent here. It creeped me out a bit, so I blocked her. And I just got...
I love a block.
I got weirded out, and I panicked, so I shut it down. And I shut it down quick. I completely forgot we were even friends on Facebook. And it's not like she's ever, you know, come up on my feed. She doesn't post. She's one of those people who has Facebook just to spy on people, but she doesn't post. She just looks at what everyone else is doing.
Right.
So I just thought this is really weird because her daughter and I ended things almost three years ago, but she's still very much keeping an eye on everything I'm doing.
Is this the mom that you gave skincare to?
No.
Okay, thank God.
No. I don't like it. I don't like this one bit. And it's not like we ended things on like bad terms. I mean, the breakup.
That you thought.
Well, the breakup was totally calm and we hashed it out like adults. But it was after I cut ties and stopped the communication where she got really upset. Yeah,
the keys.
She was. The keys.
She was so mad.
She made mention to me before we started dating that any relationship she's ever been in after it ended.
It's volatile.
Every single guy came crawling back. She expected it to happen. And in my head, I said, yeah, well, that's never going to happen. When it's done, it's done. So after we broke up, I never did. I never came crawling back. In fact, I just moved home a few months later.
You literally left the state.
I was like,
I'm moving across the country.
So now her mom's liking my post, and God knows what agenda she has. This is too much for me to handle. I don't feel right about this. If your son or daughter ended a relationship with their significant other and are no longer in contact, as a parent, you should not be going out of your way to try and keep in touch. What exactly is your end game here?
So my first thought, because like I've been that psycho before where I have either like we've ended things of relationship or I was blocked or whatever, but I'm like looking on like my mom's phone or my brother's Instagram because obviously they're not blocked. It's a tale as old as time, truly.
Oh, of course it is.
It very much could be her. And she's just...
No, that's not...
It could be.
No,
could
I be. Doubt that very much.
Very much could be. I mean, I've been there. Definitely been there.
I'm just saying, I don't want this woman liking my thirst traps on social. You know what I mean? Also,
the
I could...
The fact that you even post thirst traps makes me want to vomit, but...
I could be overthinking it, but this might be her version of lighting a candle for the son-in-law that never was.
A memorial service, if you will.
585-252-9800. I gotta know. I gotta know this morning how Wait. Many of you have had parents do this. You break up with someone and there they are on Facebook liking your ex's photos and posts and what have you. It's weird.
Moose is like, she's literally obsessed with me. Meanwhile, she's back in California like, oh my God, I don't even know how to like on Facebook. I didn't even know I did that.
She didn't even realize it was me.
No, she's like, I thought that was my nephew. Oh my God. She didn't even know you were friends on Facebook. She doesn't even remember who you are.
No, oh, I love bet it. Yeah, she remembers who I am. I made a beautiful impact on her daughter's life.
Doesn't Let's from go. The sounds of it, Let's doesn't go seem for. Like it.
Who's here? Dave. I unfriended my ex's mom after she commented, miss you, on a post of me. On a post of me holding hands with my new girlfriend. That woman's got nerve. Who does that?
Okay, so I have like really weird... I have really weird stories to relate to this. So picture it. My grandma is dating this man for, I don't know, 7 years. Herschel. Shout out Herschel.
Your grandma Carol that I know.
My grandma Carol was okay. dating Herschel.
Okay.
Not the name drops this morning, but whatever.
Herschel.
They'll get their flowers. They were dating for a while.
Okay.
Very much so, like, integrated into the family. Always came to events, whatever.
And Hershey kiss.
Carol and Herschel break up.
No!
They break up.
What happened?
And all of a sudden, a couple months later, Herschel's now involved with Jerry.
Who's Jerry?
And now, every year on my birthday, Herschel will comment on my Facebook wall, happy birthday, love Herschel and Jerry. I'm like, I don't...
So Herschel turned gay and went to Jerry?
No, her name's Geraldine.
Oh, right, of course.
She's old, you know. It was just like a dream. I literally, happy birthday, love Herschel and Jerry. I'm like.
That's so odd. Like, isn't your grandma's heart broken?
Maybe. I don't know. Haven't asked.
Wow,
she
you really
hated him, so I don't know.
You're really involved. Katie says you might be overthinking it, Moose. She's a mom. Chances are she didn't even realize it was you to begin with.
This person says my mom is still wishing my ex a happy birthday on Facebook. It's not that deep, Moose. Get over yourself.
It is deep. It's weird.
Okay.
I wasn't that close with her mom. I went over there for Thanksgiving 1 year.
Not Moose. I made a lasting impact, also Moose. I wasn't that close. We maybe said two words to each other. Me. Right. Not the story changing in the same break. 98 PXY.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.